Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Learn Like a Pro, Science-Based Tools to Become Better at Anything, 2021, a game-changing guide that unlocks the secrets to mastering learning. Co-authored by Barbara Oakley, PhD, a professor of engineering with a prolific background in developing online learning courses, and Olaf Schue, founder of Edukas and a consultant for Kahoot, this book promises to revolutionize the way you approach learning. Drawing from their personal battles with learning challenges, Oakley and Schue amalgamate insights from a plethora of experts and rigorous research, presenting the most efficacious strategies for enhancing focus and elevating learning efficiency. Learn Like a Pro is not merely a testament to what has worked for them, but a fountain of meticulously curated, science-backed tools designed to optimize your learning potential. Who stands to gain from this book? It beckons students eager to turbocharge their academic pursuits, individuals grappling with the nuances of new subjects or skills, and education aficionados looking to refine their teaching methodologies. Whether you're a student aiming to elevate your study game, someone facing hurdles in learning something new, or an education professional seeking innovative strategies, Learn Like a Pro offers a treasure trove of knowledge, ensuring that the arduous journey of learning is transformed into an enjoyable and highly rewarding endeavor. Prepare to embark on a transformative learning experience with the expert guidance of Barbara Oakley and Olaf Schue, whose credentials and profound insights will undoubtedly leave you equipped to learn like a pro. Learn Like a Pro: Science-Based Tools to Become Better at Anything. Introduction. Unlock the secrets of masterful learning with science-backed techniques, diving headfirst into the realm of knowledge only to find yourself adrift in a sea of distractions? Struggling to break free from the clutches of procrastination that seem to grip you tighter with every attempt to learn something new? It's a common tale. Learning is a challenging endeavor, fraught with setbacks that can lead to discouragement. But what if the key to overcoming these obstacles lies not in a Herculean effort, but in understanding and applying the science of effective learning? This narrative is not just about arming you with tools to enhance your memory's capabilities. It's an invitation to transform into a pro learner without having to climb an insurmountable mountain first. The techniques you're about to explore don't require any special prerequisites. Your readiness to engage and apply these strategies is enough. Embark on this journey and leave behind whatever distractions have been holding you back. Offer your undivided attention to unlock some of the most potent study techniques validated by science. You'll discover secrets that not only make learning more efficient, but also more enjoyable. In our exploration, we'll uncover how legendary writer Victor Hugo kept his focus razor sharp against all odds. We'll delve into innovative strategies to free your mind whenever it feels trapped in a maze of confusion, ensuring that you remain unstuck and progress steadily in your learning quest. Additionally, we'll reveal why leveraging old tests could be your golden ticket to acing exams, offering you insights into how to use past assessments as a powerful tool for preparation. Embarking on this journey promises not just an enhancement in your ability to learn. It invites a transformation in your approach to acquiring knowledge, equipping you with the skills to navigate the complexities of learning with ease and efficiency. Part 1. Master the Art of Concentration with the Pomodoro Technique. In an age where technology vies for our attention at every turn, finding focus can feel like an uphill battle. It's tempting to think that in simpler times, concentration came easily. Yet, history tells us a different story. Take Victor Hugo, the famed author of Les Misérables, who lived in the 19th century. Despite the lack of modern distractions, Hugo still had to resort to extreme measures to keep his focus, like stripping down to ensure he stayed seated and wrote. But what if bearing it all isn't your style, and you're looking for a more practical method to keep distractions at bay? Enter the Pomodoro Technique, a revolutionary approach to productivity invented in the late 20th century that keeps you clothed and concentrated. Here's the essence of the technique. Focus in 25-minute intervals to stay on track and minimize distractions. The Pomodoro technique was born from the creative mind of Francesco Cirillo, an Italian university student seeking a remedy for his wandering attention. His solution was surprisingly simple. He divided his study time into concentrated 25-minute sessions, each followed by a 5-minute break. Cirillo named this method after the tomato-shaped timer, Pomodoro in Italian, he used as his timekeeper. The process starts with decluttering your workspace of potential distractions. Think unnecessary tabs, phone notifications, and even physical mess. Then, you set a timer for 25 minutes and dedicate yourself wholly to the task at hand, ensuring that nothing short of an emergency disrupts your focus. If you complete your task before the timer goes off, use the remaining time for revision. Upon completion, a 5-minute break ensues where engagement with your phone or the internet is off limits. These might seem like relaxation, but they don't let your brain recharge effectively. Opt instead for making tea or a brief walk, activities that help consolidate your freshly learned knowledge into long-term memory. But why does the Pomodoro technique work wonders? It's mainly because it cuts down on multitasking, which has been shown to significantly impair cognitive performance. A study from the University of Michigan discovered that introducing a new task before completing the previous one could result in a 30 to 40% drop in brain efficiency. Considering that only a small fraction of people can manage multiple tasks without a dip in performance, the rest of us could greatly benefit from the disciplined focus that the Pomodoro technique promotes. Whether you're tackling academic studies, creative projects, or day-to-day tasks, breaking work into manageable intervals with scheduled breaks can be the key to maintaining productivity and avoiding burnout. So set your timer and let the focused work begin. Part 2: Navigating Complex Challenges with a Dual Thinking Approach Picture. This, Olav Schuer, co-author of Learn Like a Pro, faced a peculiar predicament one day. His remote-controlled drone had become entangled in the unreachable heights of a tall tree, far beyond the aid of any ladder and too delicate for direct intervention. The more he fixated on the issue, the more elusive the solution seemed. So what was his counterintuitive move? He chose to step back and disengage from the problem altogether. In a short while, clarity dawned upon him. He attached a fishing line to an arrow, launched it into the troublesome branches, and by tugging at the line, he jostled the drone free. This anecdote illustrates a pivotal message. For difficult problems, switch between focused and relaxed thinking. But how exactly did distancing himself from the problem pave the way for Olav's inventive solution? The answer lies in understanding the binary modes of thought our brains employ: the focused mode and the diffuse mode. While techniques like the Pomodoro prime us for focused thinking, honing in on tasks with precision, it is not always the silver bullet for every problem, especially when we encounter new and complex information. The magic unfolds when we realize that stepping back and engaging in less rigorous activities can activate our brain's diffuse mode. This mode is adept at forming connections and insights that often elude us when we're too entrenched in focused thinking. Imagine your brain as a vast labyrinth. In focused mode, you're navigating its intricate pathways on the ground, piecing together the puzzle bit by bit. However, when you hit a dead end, shifting to diffuse mode is akin to viewing the maze from above, revealing paths and patterns that were invisible from within. So, how can one intentionally harness the power of diffuse mode? It's all about engaging in simple automatic tasks, be it brushing your teeth, doing household chores, or enjoying a leisurely walk. These activities let your brain wander and work behind the scenes, piecing together solutions without your conscious effort. To strategically apply this dual thinking approach to learning, the hard start technique comes into play. Begin your study session by identifying and tackling the most challenging questions first. When you inevitably reach a point of impasse, switch gears and solve easier problems. After some time, revisit the tougher questions. You'll be surprised how often solutions emerge, just as Olaf's eureka moment with his drone, shedding light on problems from angles previously obscured. This blend of focused and diffuse thinking not only enriches your problem-solving toolkit, but opens up a world where complex challenges become navigable, demonstrating the power of versatility in our approach to learning and overcoming obstacles. Part 3. Embrace active learning for profound understanding. Imagine every new piece of information as a spark, lighting pathways across the vast universe of your brain. These pathways are forged by neurons, your brain's nerve cells, connecting through tiny bridges known as synapses. Every time you encounter a new concept, like the term metaphor, these connections come to life. As you delve into its meaning and see it applied in various contexts, these neuronal pathways strengthen, embedding the knowledge deeper into your mind. However, this intricate dance of neurons and synapses doesn't occur spontaneously. It demands your active engagement. Here lies the crucial insight. An active approach is the quickest path to deep learning. But how do you actively engage with material, especially when it's complex? Let's move beyond the familiar terrain of rote memorization. While repetitively drilling information can cement facts in your memory, leveraging tools like the flashcard apps, Anki and Quizlet, tackling more nuanced concepts requires more from you. You must not only absorb information, but interact with it, applying your understanding to diverse scenarios and articulating what you've learned in your own vernacular. One potent strategy is elaboration, or self-explanation. This method challenges you to express your learning in your own words, compelling you to forge stronger connections with the material. The efficacy of this approach is backed by research, with one study showing that students who could explain the rationale behind their answers excelled, boasting a 90% average. In contrast, those who didn't delve into self-explanation lagged significantly behind, with a meager 23% average. Let's apply this to a practical scenario, preparing for an art history exam that demands differentiation between the styles of Manet, Van Gogh, and Gauguin. A straightforward study method might have you reviewing paintings grouped by artist, as presented in your textbook. However, this approach offers limited cognitive stimulation, since your brain anticipates the stylistic elements of each artist's work. What if, instead, you shuffled these images, creating a mixed deck that challenges you to discern the artist without prior cues? This technique, known as interleaving, forces your brain to actively compare and contrast, thereby sharpening your understanding of each painter's unique style. In summary, while embracing active learning strategies propels you towards deeper understanding, it's also crucial to remember the role of physical well-being in bolstering cognitive function. Both physical exercise and sufficient rest are indispensable allies in your learning journey, underscoring the holistic nature of achieving true, lasting knowledge. Part 4. Transform your learning by channeling information to long-term memory. Imagine waking up to discover you've morphed into an octopus, but not just any octopus, one that symbolizes your working memory. This unique cephalopod, affectionately termed the attentional octopus by the co-authors, has a mere 4 legs, each grasping a different concept or detail in your immediate consciousness. However, these arms aren't the most reliable holders of information. They're prone to letting thoughts slip away as you juggle the vast ocean of knowledge. But fear not, for these tentacles have a secret. They're directly connected to the vast expanse of your long-term memory, acting like sensitive antennae that can retrieve stored data on command. The essence of successful learning is this journey. Effective learning moves information from your working memory to your long-term memory. While the capacity of your working memory can feel frustratingly finite, juggling between 3 and 5 bits of information at a time, your long-term memory holds a virtually limitless cache of knowledge. It's a treasure trove of well-established connections ready to be summoned to assist and expand your immediate thought process. Let's put it into context. When faced with an unfamiliar word like apricity, your working memory might struggle to grasp its meaning without prior exposure. Conversely, encountering the term beautiful triggers an immediate understanding, thanks to the robust connections in your long-term memory you've cultivated over time. But how can you actively enhance this transfer of knowledge from the ephemeral to the enduring, from working to long-term memory? Here's where strategic learning techniques come into play. First up, chunking. Breaking down information into digestible bits makes it more manageable. For instance, when memorizing a monologue, focus on mastering small sections at a time. Gradually connect these chunks together until you've woven the entire script into your long-term memory. Next, simplify and translate. When faced with complex or technical jargon, rephrase it into familiar language. For example, think of torque as simply a forceful twist. Lastly, consider adopting the split notes method for effective note-taking. Draw a vertical line to divide your page into two columns, with one-third on the left and two-thirds on the right. Note the main content on the right and use the left column for summarizing key points. This approach not only organizes information neatly, but also reinforces learning by actively engaging you in summarization and review. By employing these techniques, you're not just learning, you're weaving a richer tapestry of knowledge, ensuring that what you learn today becomes an integral part of your intellectual arsenal for the future. Part 5. Transform knowledge into intuitive action through procedural learning. Imagine stepping onto a tennis court, racket in hand, aiming for that perfect serve. Initially, the process feels cumbersome. Your attention is wholly consumed by mastering the mechanics of the serve, closely tracking the ball each time it's in play. However, with persistent practice, a magical transition occurs. What was once a calculated effort evolves into a graceful, almost instinctive motion. Professional tennis players exemplify this metamorphosis perfectly. During the intensity of a match, they're not consciously pondering each movement. Instead, their actions flow seamlessly, a product of their internalized skills. This shift from deliberate practice to innate execution underscores the journey from declarative to procedural learning. Herein lies the essence. Your procedural learning system transforms acquired knowledge into swift, intuitive action. While the declarative learning system represents our conscious efforts to grasp new skills or knowledge, the procedural system operates from the shadows. It's an enigmatic process, akin to a black box, quietly processing and internalizing the inputs of our experiences without revealing its workings. Consider the classic example of bicycle riding. If you spent your childhood pedaling away, achieving a competent level of proficiency, this skill is securely stored in your procedural memory. Despite years, perhaps decades, without touching a bike, the initial trepidation of hopping back on quickly dissipates as your procedural memory takes the helm, enabling you to ride with the familiar ease of youth. This powerful internal process isn't confined to physical activities. It's equally impactful in academic pursuits such as mathematics or language learning. For instance, by applying the self-explanation method to math, you begin with simpler problems and methodically articulate each step of your reasoning, even when the solution seems straightforward. This deliberate practice of breaking down problems, such as simplifying algebraic equations, gradually shifts from being an exercise in logic to an intuitive process. Similarly, in language learning, engaging with a spaced repetition system to review new vocabulary or expressions helps transition this information from short-term memory to long-term procedural knowledge. Flashcard apps employing spaced repetition algorithms offer a structured way to reinforce learning, gradually requiring less conscious effort to recall the information. Embarking on the journey from conscious learning to intuitive understanding requires patience and persistence. However, by investing time in building these foundational skills, you're setting the stage for a future where complex tasks can be performed with the ease and confidence of a well-practiced skill. This transition is at the heart of the procedural learning system's power, turning deliberate knowledge into natural, effortless intuition. Part 6. Acing exams. A mix of old questions, collaboration, and strategy. Imagine Barb Oakley, immersed in the world of electrical engineering, facing an upcoming exam with a mix of anticipation and determination. She threw herself into studying, tackling practice questions, and elucidating complex concepts for her peers, only to be met with disappointment. Despite her efforts, she flunked, while her classmates sailed through. The reason? While Barb had a firm grasp on the course content, her peers dug deeper, analyzing the instructor's previous exams and uncovering nuances not covered in textbooks or lectures. This underscores a vital principle. Preparing for exams requires more than just understanding the material. It demands a strategic approach that includes solving old test questions and engaging in collaborative learning. Here's how to blend knowledge with strategy for exam success. Firstly, don't underestimate the value of old exam questions. These archives are more than just practice fodder. They are windows into the examiner's minds, revealing patterns, nuances, and the types of twists commonly presented. Studies indicate that dedicating time to practice tests yields better results than the same amount of time spent on conventional study methods. However, the method of engagement with these materials is crucial. It's not enough to passively review answers, as this approach leans heavily on working memory, potentially leading to cognitive overload and reinforcing superficial understanding. Instead, tackle these questions actively, stretching your procedural memory. Even revisiting questions with known answers can fortify your understanding and enhance recall under exam conditions, a technique that also serves to mitigate test anxiety. Moreover, the power of explanation should not be overlooked. Discussing complex topics with fellow students stretches your cognitive muscles, requiring you to articulate and, consequently, deeply understand the material. This collaborative effort not only cements your knowledge, but also exposes you to diverse perspectives and problem-solving techniques. Attention to the exam format and instructions plays a non-negligible role in your performance. A strategic read-through of the exam can unveil critical instructions that might otherwise be missed in a hurried skim. Understanding whether all questions need answers or recognizing the weight of each question can make or break your score. Timing is another strategic element. With exams presenting a mix of question difficulties, time management becomes essential. Prioritizing questions based on their complexity ensures that you allocate your attention where it's most needed, maximizing your chances of a stellar performance. In essence, excelling in exams transcends mere familiarity with the material. It involves a blend of strategies ranging from engagement with past exam questions and collaboration with peers to judicious time management and adherence to test instructions. By adopting this holistic approach, you equip yourself not just to navigate, but to conquer your exams with confidence. Part 7. Embrace metacognition for smarter learning. Imagine a hopeful contestant stepping onto the stage of a talent show, fully convinced his vocal performance will captivate the audience and judges alike. Yet, the feedback falls dramatically short of his expectations. This disconnect not only highlights a gap in talent, but, more critically, reveals a lack of self-awareness and the ability to objectively evaluate his own abilities. This scenario underscores the significance of metacognition, or the process of thinking about one's own thinking. Metacognition equips individuals with the insight to seek feedback, critically interpret criticism, and adapt accordingly. Here's why embracing metacognition could transform you into a more adept learner. Metacognition isn't an innate trait, but rather a skill that can be refined and expanded with practice. Engaging in metacognitive questioning, such as reflecting on study priorities or exploring ways to enhance efficiency, lays the groundwork for this development. Diving deeper, the model of self-regulated learning, devised by Canadian psychologists Phil Wynne and Alison Hadwin, offers a structured approach to embarking on this journey. Their method consists of 4 pivotal steps. 1. Understanding the task. Gain a clear and comprehensive understanding of what's expected. A solid grasp of the objective eliminates confusion and directs your focus, ensuring you're channeling your efforts appropriately. 2. Setting goals and planning. Adopt a specific and actionable plan over vague ambitions. For instance, rather than a broad desire to learn Italian, aim to memorize 1,000 Italian words within a set time frame. Designing detailed strategies like practicing a set number of words daily sets a clear path to achieving your learning targets. 3. Executing the learning plan. Put your scheme into action, experimenting with various tools and techniques to discover what works best for you. This stage is about actively engaging with the material and refining your approach as needed. 4. Reflecting and adjusting. Regularly assess your progress, identifying what's working and what isn't. This reflective phase is crucial for making necessary adjustments to your learning strategy, honing in on more effective methods, and pushing you closer to your goals. Learning is inherently challenging, but by harnessing metacognitive strategies and critically evaluating your approach at each phase, you position yourself to learn more effectively. This self-awareness and adaptability are what set the stage for you to truly learn like a pro, transforming challenges into stepping stones towards mastery. Final summary. Embarking on the journey of learning new concepts doesn't have to be a venture paved with endless obstacles and frustrations. Many individuals have navigated the complex landscape of acquiring new knowledge by employing effective strategies that not only alleviate the challenges, but also ensure triumphant outcomes. Central to maintaining focus and efficiently processing information is the Pomodoro technique, a testament to the power of dedicating undivided attention to a single topic in measured intervals. This method mirrors the understanding that our attention and retention capacities are optimized through structured breaks and focused sessions. However, encountering hurdles in the learning process is inevitable. It's in these moments that the magic of diffuse thinking comes into play. By stepping away and engaging in unrelated activities, you encourage your mind to work subconsciously on the problem, often leading to breakthroughs and aha moments outside the constraints of focused effort. The essence of successful learning lies in active engagement with the material. It's through this active process that information transitions from fleeting thoughts in your working memory to becoming deeply ingrained in your long-term memory. This foundational shift not only solidifies your understanding, but also primes you for more complex learning challenges ahead. Drawing from these insights, it's clear that mastering new subjects and skills is within reach. By harnessing the power of concentration, leveraging both focused and diffuse modes of thinking, and engaging actively with the learning material, you're well equipped to navigate the path of learning with confidence and efficacy. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.